and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda, and today I have with me a very special guest, Harshad Patwardhan, CIO Equities at Edelweiss AMC. Well, in the podcast, we'll be talking about investing in small and mid caps amid COVID times and if the theme makes a strong case for long term investment. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Patwardhan.
Thank you, Shatish. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mr. Patwardhan, let me start the podcast by asking you, we are currently, you know, living in COVID times, and chances are that this will continue for next year as long as, you know, we can get a fix for it, which is nowhere in sight at this point in time. So what makes you confident about mid-cap stocks for the next 3 to 5 years?
It's but natural, Shatish, that we are in the midst of such a big crisis, you know, which is and things happening in our close relatives and friends. It is but natural to be overwhelmed by what's happening. But if you look at markets from a long-term perspective, we have Sensex data, for example, for over 40 years. And if you look at mid-cap index, we have data over the last 20 years. And these 20 and 40 years are also eventful. We had all sorts of crises that happened. Of course, nothing of the proportion that we saw just now. But we did have global financial crisis in 2007-8. We had wars, we had political instability, we had floods, we had droughts, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And over long periods of time, we have seen markets delivering 16 to 17% kind of returns. So yes, it appears that it's almost end of the world. Mm-hmm. But I believe good businesses find ways of dealing with the crisis. And we invest in listed companies, and I'm fairly confident that equities as a whole, and in particular mid-cap stocks, will continue to deliver reasonably good performance over the next 3 to 5 years. And one last thing I want to add here is that situation was much bleak last year around this time, because there was no vaccine, there was no treatment. That had changed now.
Rightly put, Mr. Patwardhan. And you know, smaller mid-caps have remained resilient in the past few months. We've seen that. But with most businesses remain shut on account of lockdown, that could well continue for some more time as well. But do you think the outperformance will continue?
So firstly, it's important to understand the difference between last time round and this time. So last time when the shutdown happened, I think in the third week of March, pretty much everything was shut down. It was a national shutdown for a long period of time, reflected in 25% contraction in economy in the month of April, May, June of last year. Compared to that, right now, yes, there are local shutdowns that are happening, but they are much more relaxed than what we saw last time around. So it's important to understand the whole economy has not been shut down like last time. Secondly, many businesses, and one thing that I want to make it very clear, that when I talk about corporate India, I'm basically referring to the listed entity, because we only invest in listed companies. Mm-hmm. And listed companies typically are stronger businesses in the economy. They have good balance sheet, they have access to capital, and so on. And we have seen how businesses navigated through the toughest period of first 2-3 quarters of last year, that they have managed to cut costs, they have managed to adapt to the situation, work from home, digitization, etc. So I don't think situation today is bleaker compared to last time. I'm talking about the economic situation. Of course, the personal tragedy part of it is much more this time now. So I don't have any doubt that, you know, good businesses will find the way even to navigate through these tough times.
Rightly put there. And, you know, in the report, you also mentioned that promoter holding is maximum in NSE 100, while FIs constitute around about 17-odd%. And given the fact that, you know, we've seen this trend that FIs are chasing growth, so do you see this share of FIs increasing in the, you know, mid and small cap space as growth question is higher in this segment?
Yes. So that particular chart is in the context of addressing a myth in the markets, which is that FIIs or FPIs do not invest in mid caps and small caps. Mm-hmm. So we basically want to show the fact to dispel that myth. It's in that context. So, yes, as more money comes in from FII, some of it will go to quality mid-caps and quality small caps. So, if you compare this data with, let's say, December 2017 data, there is still more headroom for FIIs to get into mid-caps and small caps. But, you know, this is on an aggregate basis. The natural thing that happens is that successful small cap ideas mature into mid-caps, because that's why we buy them for, right? That they deliver good returns. So this is a transitional kind of statistics. But the broader point that I wanted to highlight through this chart, that please do not think that FIIs only invest in large cap businesses. They also invest in quality mid caps and small cap businesses.
Well, the word to note down here is the quality, noted commas open and close there. Rightly put there, sir. And finally, what are your parameters to filter, you know, small and mid caps for your fund?
So, you know, for identifying any business for our portfolios, two, three important things that we look at. One is the quality of the business.
Sure.
And trying to understand how the business makes money. One of the important things, it's a long list and we don't have time to elaborate too much, but I will just end with one particular feature that we look at a lot, which is the reinvestment opportunity for that business. So does the business have an ability and importantly opportunity to keep on investing to grow year after year after year? We call it reinvestment opportunity. So that is one of the most important things. When it comes to assessing management, it's very important to see the track record of the management, both in terms of competence as well as honesty. When I say honesty, it is in the context of how they deal with the minority shareholders, because you know, our unit holders are going to be indirect minority shareholders in all these businesses. So these two things are very important. And of course, you have to look at a broader valuation framework, that you are paying a sensible price to a good business when you buy it in the portfolio. So these are two, three things that we look at. The way we believe that in small cap and mid cap mandates, investors make money and hopefully make more money than corresponding better quality large caps is that if you identify these businesses early on, what happens is they are not on the radar screen of most investors. So typically, if you look at our market, large cap stocks are covered by many analysts. In fact, some of the top large cap stocks in India are covered by more number of analysts than their sectoral peers, I would say, in US and in the, you know, other developed countries. So in a way, the market is over-researched among the large caps. But as you go down the market cap curve, it is not that well-researched. In fact, there are many businesses in our portfolios. When we first bought them, there was hardly any coverage on the street. So under-researched universe is where an opportunity lies. So if we manage to identify some of these quality companies early on, our investors benefit both from underlying earnings growth as well as re-rating. As these companies become successful, come on the radar screen of more and more people, and more people consider them for investment. So that is really what you know, we are trying to look at while identifying companies for our small cap and mid cap metrics.
Well, thank you, Mr. Padmarajan, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.